Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Chapman's coming up in the next hour. Coming up later in this hour, we're going to look at a massive miscarriage of justice, a very scary police state development here inside the United States, now headed to the Supreme Court. But going back to Charlie, I'm opening the phones up to talk about provocateurs. And I have quite a few mainstream news articles here from all over the country showing anti-Tea Party people with Nazi signs, as they promised to do, showing up claiming they're with the Tea Party. Just despicable type activity going on that front. But Charlie is in North Carolina. I was asking him if he saw any provocateurs. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so as I was saying, I didn't attend the Tea Party, but I live close by, and I was out on my back porch working, and four U.S. Marine Corps Warthog fighter planes flew in formation at approximately the height of your average news chopper would fly, flying pretty slow, and did a pass over downtown, and I was looking out, and as I caught, you know, as I caught them on the horizon, they all four in formation made a sharp bank to the left, flew off into the distance, and then about a minute or two later, again they came swooshing by and went right back over the Tea Party. Now,
well, they might have been doing that. They might have been doing that because they're fans of the Tea Party. Most of the military are good people and are fans of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. They've sworn an oath to, and they might have been saluting it.
I was wondering about that. I wanted your take on it, but I can tell you that it's. It reminds me of back in NLE 09, man, there were 10 F-16s or 10 F-somethings flew over Raleigh real low, real slow, in formation, and it was scary, man. That stuff is scary.
Listen, I appreciate your call, Charlie. During NLE 09, for those that don't know, you just search in the term NLE, National Level Exercise 09, and the top link, at least the last time I checked, was FEMA. And you can read about all the troops from different nations training to take on the American people. I mean, this is from FEMA.gov. This is not our opinion that they are training foreign assets to go up against the American people. That's just one little data point. There's literally hundreds of mainstream news articles about foreign troops training to take on the American people. And I've been to many urban warfare drills over the last 12 years where they've been training for it. Let's talk to Bill in Chicago. Bill, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I did attend a local Naperville Tea Party here, and first off, I want to verify that Susan Carlson for CBS on the 11 a.m. news did try to divert people by saying that the Tea Party started at 1 instead of at noontime. I went there at noon. As soon as I walked up, I was yelled at because I was, you know, voicing my expression. And when I informed the crowd that I wasn't a Tea Partier, they said, well, what are you doing here then? And I said, I'm here to wake you folks up. There were probably about 20 to 30 freedom of speech signs. And when the speaker told a lie and I acted like you, countering with the truth, they would all tell me to shut up. They turned around and told me to shut up. I actually caught the police following me around, and I came back with my friend and pointed him out, and he said, yes, that's the person that was following you around. And he told me that he even heard that over the police radio that the police were told to keep an eye on me.
You weren't a Democrat showing up with swastika signs. You were a patriot trying to wake up the Tea Party that's being taken over by Republicans, correct?
That is absolutely correct. But here's the real catch, Alex. One of the speakers said, we need to turn off state-run TV, turn off CBS, turn off NBC, turn off ABC. We want Fox News. And the whole crowd cheered.
No, they're certainly trying to control the revolution by making it a Republican Fox News production.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There isn't one faction, there's not two factions, there's not three factions, there's not four. There are hundreds of different factions. Some are dominant, others are tiny in the Tea Parties. But the mainstream media makes it look like there's Republicans and Fox News on one side, and Democrats and George Soros and Barack Obama on the other against the Tea Parties. It's not only Democrats and government-funded so-called anarchists and police groups infiltrating the Tea Parties. They're infiltrating militias, pro-gun groups, property rights organizations, organizations that want to protect the border. That's come out in the news that they send provocateurs out to set people up and then lie about them to police to get them to arrested. That's happened with the Minutemen and others. This is basically dirty tricks campaigns. You've got all these different factions running dirty tricks against each other. The Republicans haven't been doing it as much as the Democrats because they've got the high ground. They're playing the part of the anti-establishment right now. They're out of power. And so they can, we don't want the New World Order. We don't want the taxes. We don't want the health care. But they lie and say the health care is socialism and a ripoff, and you can't give poor people something free. And that would be bad enough. I mean, that's partially true. But you heard Lord Monckton yesterday. Quite a mind. You've heard Ron Paul. You've heard many, many others who have accurately identified, as I've been doing from day one, and as Dennis Kucinich and Howard Dean did before they got bought off, that this makes 30-plus million people buy health care, and it lowers the standard of care, and the insurance companies wrote this. This is fascism. This is corporatism, if you want to give it a name. Ron Paul is right. And if we get that message out, then they can't play the left and right off against each other. Then the left's going to figure out it's a ripoff to the big corporations. The right's going to start learning that big corporations are not perfect and run the New World Order and are bigger than most governments. All I hear big right-wing talk show hosts doing is defending the insurance companies and blaming it all on the Democrats, when this is a systemic corruption across the board. And, of course, there's another big faction, Real Patriots, who founded the Tea Party conservatively in 2007. You got the Democrats, you got the Republicans and the Fox News group. You've got the other little factions that are hired by government and provocateured by government. You have the government operatives out there who put up websites and have a call to action and then get useful idiots to show up and bolster their numbers. But you've got the original Tea Partiers from 2007 who are libertarians, constitutionalists, anti-war folks, populists. And they're the people going out and protesting everywhere. They're the people hitting the streets. They're the people getting angry. And so a year ago, Fox News comes in, advertises giant tea parties, gives it huge attention on talk radio and TV, gets their big speakers out. Then the left side of the fake media, in that paradigm, continuing the illusion, they come in and cover it as if it is a Republican event. That then brings more Republicans in who see the channels they hate, MSNBC, CNN, promoting it as a Republican event. They attack it as a Republican event, and so Republicans come out in force and take over the Tea Party that was there. And now here we are a year and a few months later, 14, 15 months later, since the Republicans started taking over the Tea Party, and national polls show they have now done it. And whereas 6 months ago you could show up to a big Republican-run Tea Party and hand out Road to Tyranny, Endgame, Terror Storm, Loose Change, Final Cut, and you would be welcomed by many and only hissed at by a few, now you show up, they beat you up. Remember the Phoenix video a few weeks ago? The guy got up and said, look, Sarah Palin, you're for global warming. Republicans triple the size of government. What are you doing? John McCain's bad. We need to vote for J.D. Hayworth. He's not perfect, but he's got a much more conservative libertarian voting record. They beat him up. The Tea Partiers beat him up. The cops came in and helped him beat him up and drag him off. So we started the Tea Parties. We were the first to recognize, as conservatives and libertarians and constitutionalists, that Bush was bad. Then Obama comes along, and we're still there saying he's bad, and Republicans show up and say, you know what, we're going to beat the hell out of you. We're going to drag you out of here. We're going to shout you down. So the Republicans aren't provocateuring much or staging events. The Democrats are doing that because they're in power right now. What the Republicans are doing is strong-arming, just like Democratic union thugs. Remember all that footage in the last year? The Republicans are doing the same thing, and it's shameful. And you sickening Republicans that are at these big tea parties who hiss and yell at real patriots and who go along with this, hey, you're going to get your pension fund taken. The Republicans led by Newt Gingrich are going to have a new contract with America, and they're going to sell you out, and you're going to love it. There isn't a con you don't love. There isn't a scam you don't buy into. You are just as stupid and mindless and wanting and weak as these foolish Democrat supporters. You make me want to throw up. You make me sick. You aren't real constitutionalist. You don't really care about the Republic. You love the Patriot Act and secret arrest and torture and illegal wars under Bush. You love Bush with his amnesty plan. Why don't you love Obama? And I'll tell you Bush supporters something. You should love Obama. You should get on your knees and love him, because he is taking everything Bush did and expanding it. It's shameful. It's shameful. The only thing more shameful are these Democratic Party operatives attacking their own offices, the black congressional Congress invoking the race card, lying about the N-word and being spit on. And I've got news reports all over the country saying there were people at the Tea Party with Nazi signs, reporting it like it was real, but I found a bunch of other alternative news reports that have video and photos, like this NewMexicoIndependent.com. They're pretty, you know, middle of the road, but they tell the truth. Santa Fe Tea Party event draws its own protesters. And remember the AP on Monday reporting what we talked about weeks ago. The big anarchist groups and others and Democratic Party operatives going out saying show up with racist signs and other things. Well, here it is. In this article from NewMexicoIndependent.com, it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Santa Fe Tea Party event draws its own protesters, and it's got photos and video of signs that say Nazi youth for lower taxes. Nazi youth for lower taxes. And you've got these guys that look like they're no more than 17 years old. They don't have two brain cells between the two of them. They're dumber than a box of rocks, and they've been provocateured out there by the Democratic Party operatives online to act like complete jackasses. Just morons. And see, because the country's in trouble, you're going to have a lot of people who have never been politically involved, who aren't savvy, being sucked in by all different angles. Fox News and Glenn Beck are setting things up for Beck to run for president later, setting him up as a messianic leader where everybody basically pledges allegiance to him. And he says a lot of things that are true, but then mixes in lies. I mean, folks, this is sophisticated. And people need to get sophisticated fast. This is how the globalists have taken over hundreds of other countries. They know what they're doing. They know how to play us off against each other. Let's talk to James in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead, James. James in New York. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. My family and I are staying in a homeless shelter in New York, and they recently came out with this program for charging the people in the homeless shelters for rent. Now, I don't disagree with it, but I disagree with the sliding scale. If somebody makes $10,000 a year, they are charged $36 a month to stay in the shelter. However, if somebody makes $25,000 a year, they are charged $946 a month to stay in the shelter. Now, the first one, $10,036 a month, that's only 4.8% after taxes of the income. But $25,000 after taxes, it's actually 50.45% of the income.
Yeah, well, that's meant to get people out of there. And folks are saying $30,000, that you can live decent on that. Yeah, in Mississippi or in East Texas. In New York, folks, a bottle of water is $3-4. You can't get a rat-infested apartment with cockroaches the size of chihuahuas and be able to buy food and even clothing or anything with $30,000. And so what's happening is, and look, this is how they've done it in other countries. They don't just say we're throwing you in death camps. They destroy the economy by design. You've got tens of millions of homeless, a lot of them that were formerly middle class. They push you into these facilities, and then they say, you know what, we're having to pay for you, you've got to work. So the next thing is, they're going to start ratcheting it up to 50% of the money if you're making $1,000 a year. I mean, it's not going to matter, and they're going to lawfully, under fake laws, California's already doing this, so is Hawaii, make you go to the shelter. So you'll be locked up at night. It's the British model of the poorhouses. It's all been done before. Nothing new under the sun. And then you're just basically going to be prisoners as sharecroppers. Whether it's making license plates or furniture or doing telemarketing, whatever it is, in these quasi-private government facilities. So just like they started the income tax at 1%, now it's upwards of 40 for some under Obama's changes. They're starting off at this, and they're saying, hey, get a job. And, you know, the answer is go west, young man. Haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women, and gold. Well, you don't want to go to California. It's full of parasites and the state's collapsing. But come to Texas, okay? Come here, or go to Mississippi, or go somewhere where it's cheap to live, okay? I mean, get out of New York. Come on.
True, but the thing is, I could see if it was a flat rate of maybe 10%, but this sliding scale dip is a total and utter joke. Now I'm going for something that's about $35,000 to $40,000 a year, so I got a real big question for these people: how much are they going to charge my butt?
Absolutely. I mean, what do you got to make, 40, 50 grand a year to basically even live in New York? We'll be right back. I'm talking about Manhattan, folks. It's sad to hear that, James.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend.
Okay, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Jim in Louisiana. Jim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Worldwide broadcast, day after tax day. What's on your mind?
Well, two things. I was at the Tea Party rally covering that for my work, and, man, it's kind of like, it's like the Republican Party, the neocons, have stepped in there, and you got people out there, like the organizers. The guy I talked to, Mr. Tony DR, he's got a really complicated last name. This is in Bossier City, by the way, right outside of Shreveport. He's got his stuff together. I mean, he's talking about, you know, don't trust the two parties. You know, you really need to look at their values and at their, you know, at their voting record. But you get out there, and it's all, you know, Fox News support, you know, neoconservatives. It's crazy.
Oh, Newt Gingrich was in Austin yesterday. If I would have known, I would have gone down there and tried to, you know, confront him with serious questions. This is a guy that we're going to play that later. This is a guy who's out promoting global warming taxes and still defending it and calls for global government. I mean, he is just horrible. He led the Republican takeover in 94 down a rat hole, and he's doing it again. I mean, it's just he is a high-level CFR globalist operative at the same level as Obama. He's intimately involved with PNAC and the neocons in 9/11. He is a monster. A monster. And, you know, here are the Republicans just praising him and pledging that they're not going to be too radical for states' rights. That was in the Houston Chronicle, just flagellating themselves with bullwhips, you know, apologizing for themselves and basically urinating down their own legs. And, you know, they're all wearing big diapers. I mean, it's just disgusting.
It is. It really is. And the sad part is there are people in that crowd who are in the know. And when these public speakers come on, who are using the Bible to support neoconservatives' ideas. They're not preaching it, they're using it, which is sad. It's kind of like you just see their heads go down in disdain and utter shame about it. And it's something that, you know, I can't stand because it's, I don't know, it's gotten to the point where you just say, you know, Bush's policies led us in here, Barack Obama just ran with it, and he's doing nothing but push, you know, Bush's policies. And it's kind of like no one's acknowledging that. They're like, yeah, give us the old guy back, you know. It gets annoying. And the second thing I called about was I was driving into work from Natchitoches, and there was a narcotic point. I kid you not, right before the Carmel exit. It was crazy.
All right, my friend, I appreciate your call. And I said flagellate. That's a different definition. I meant flagellation or flogging in the act of methodically beating or whipping. See what flagellate means. I think that means something bad. I got a big vocabulary, but sometimes. No, it's flagellates are organisms with one or more whip-like cells. So it's, I guess it's a type of coral or something, or green algae. Okay, there we go. I love words. I'm obsessed with words. And you know, my point is you've got the Republicans beating themselves over the head, promising to not be too extreme, while the establishment sits there and attempts to make everybody just be very tame and go into the control of the Republican Party and keep our mouths shut, and they'll save us. Sure they will. Bill in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, greetings and salutations, Alex, from the Holy City.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we had ourselves a very eventful Tea Party gathering down here on the steps of the Customs House. Right off from the shores of the little island of Fort Sumter, where the first shots of the Civil War were fired. And it's got something real patriotic to me, and that is that there were a lot of folks here that were independents. I didn't see anybody flashing no Nazi signs or any of that stuff. All these people were independents. The Republicans, fortunately, hadn't come down and taken over the meeting. Because everybody, for the most part, was talking simple fact that we are being taxed enough. And we had people from the fair tax people come out and talk. We had people everywhere, you know, flashing their billboard signs. And we had a black man, a conservative black man, get up in front of everybody and talk. And then, you know, how Fox News and everybody saying, well, ain't no black people showing up at these things. Well, yeah, we have black folks down here in Charleston.
Well, that's what the media does. The media for the last year and a half saying it's racist, that's meant to scare black people from coming to the event, so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. They want us at each other's throats. Again, that's why this race pimping is so evil. They are the racists. The media is dividing and conquering and invoking this to keep us divided as an American people.
Oh, yeah, because if we stay divided, we'll never get together and find out who the real enemy is and throw them out.
That's why it's so outrageous, Bill, to watch the media say that everyone at the Tea Parties are basically racist and then dispatch their own Democratic Party operatives with N-word and swastika signs. It's illegal. It's criminal. It's a frame-up. It's racketeering. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
This is the beginning of what happens when you lose a democracy.
Richard Fine is an accomplished attorney who holds a Ph.D. in international law and was an antitrust attorney with the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. He is sounding the clarion call from his cell in the Los Angeles County Central Men's Jail, where he is being held without trial, without bail, without an attorney, and with every appeal denied.
Oh, there's absolutely no question that I'm a political prisoner. I mean, none whatsoever, because the political circumstance that has created this situation is that you have a straight, out-and-out abuse of power that is taking place here.
Okay, we got Bob Chapman coming up. Your phone calls in the next hour. A bunch of important news I want to get to. Homegrown solo terrorist as bad as Al-Qaeda, FBI chief says. So they're really getting ready to use Homeland Security against the American people. That's what it was originally set up for. That's what Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act states. All misdemeanors are basically acts of terrorism, and all of your rights are stripped. So there's no doubt we're going deep into tyranny right now. They have the Belligerent Act, where citizens can be secretly arrested by the military, given enhanced interrogation, i.e. torture. But this case is going before the Supreme Court in their conference committee next Friday, and they're looking at actually hearing the full case. So this has now gone to the Supreme Court. So it's gone directly from a lower court in California all the way to the Supreme Court, not going through the other courts in between, because the judge has not recused himself and is holding this gentleman as a political prisoner, Richard Fine. And you can read the story at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Daily News has the headline, Supreme Court to Hear Fine Case. Here's another one out of TheCurrent.com. The U.S. Supreme Court will consider the case of a 70-year-old taxpayer advocate, Richard Fine, who was languished in jail for more than a year. And they're talking about holding him even longer. And we have a great advocate for justice and freedom. Leslie Dutton is a civic activist and former account executive and vice president of a national public government affairs firm. She represents diverse clients relating to the media, the U.S. Congress, and the California State Legislature. As a founding president of the American Association of Women, Ms. Dutton also spearheaded issue-oriented campaigns ranging from community charter amendments to the University of California tuition policies. As producer for the Full Disclosure Network, she has received the 2001 Emmy for Public Affairs Programming from the Academy of Television and Arts and Sciences. And we're very honored to have her with us. I mean, this case is like something out of Kafka or 1984, but it's happening in America, and we see this more and more. This is not the only case like this I've seen, but she joins us now to break down, and it looks like we're going to have Mr. Fine on for 30 minutes or so in the last hour. So this will be a bifurcated or divided interview in this hour, and then coming up the next hour, we're going to try to talk from his jail cell, if he can get to the get through on the phone. From his jail cell. But Leslie Dutton, thank you so much for coming on with us.
You're welcome, Allie.
Okay, a lot of people aren't aware of this case. Recap the basics of what's going on and how outrageous this is and where this is going.
Well, it's outrageous because we don't hear about cases like this very often. The media keeps us in the dark. But Mr. Fine's case is unusual in the sense that he has drawn the line. He refused to obey a judge's illegal order, a judge who should have recused himself because he accepted illegal payments from a party in the case before him. That party was the L.A. County, and the county has been paying the judges here in the county for 25 years illegally. And there was a court case called Sturgeon versus the County of L.A. that the appellate court held that those payments were illegal because the judges work for the state. And the county is one of the biggest litigants in the county. So it is very hard to understand when Mr. Fine just tells us that by their own admission, the county has never lost a case except for three. So the county's looking at this like risk management, paying off the judges, according to Mr. Fine. But what he did was, rather than obey the judge's illegal order, the judge ordered him to pay $47,000, which he didn't have, to the county to cover the cost of an EIR report. That's an environmental impact report on a development. But Mr. Fine is sitting in jail because he refuses to cave into the corruption. And I have to tell you, the Full Disclosure Network has been covering this since the day before he was arrested when we interviewed him. He knew what he was getting into, but he didn't realize how bad the situation was. And what he's done in all the courts that he has filed from his jail cell, his appeals, his writ of habeas corpus, his motions, and so forth, is that he has documented everything that is happening. The courts, when they responded, they violated every rule, they ignored his rights and due process, and they covered for each other. And
we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in a moment. FullDisclosure.net is the website if you want to find out more, FullDisclosure.net. But again, you're a high-caliber person. I mean, you're civically involved at the highest levels of the community and government. Yeah, you're an Emmy Award winner. So, you've checked into this yourself, and Mr. Fine is no slouch either.
No, he has a PhD in international law. He was an antitrust prosecutor for the Department of Justice in Washington. But it was when his career became so successful as a consumer and taxpayers advocate that he ran into trouble. And he had great success outside of L.A. County. But in L.A. County, he found, as he described it, the corruption was so bad that there wasn't a fair shake in the court, and that the people are not getting a fair shake, and he had had it. He just decided it was time to draw the line and clean up the corruption in the court.
Well, we've seen the case in Pennsylvania. There's been other cases where it's admitted, and judges have now been indicted for getting, what, two judges, $2.6 million to take innocent kids and put them in a private juvenile lockup. And the company that ran that was secretly paying the judges to put innocent people in jail. So we know that Mr. Fine's case and this case in Pennsylvania and others are just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, you really put it very well, because since the full disclosure started covering this, we had no idea how bad it was. But it appears that the courts are the beneficiaries of many fees, and they gain money by the manner in which they handle the cases, whether it be child custody cases, whether it be environmental impact, but there is a monetary incentive for judges who benefit from the decisions they make. And there's no oversight, although the presiding judges should be checking, there should be a checks and balances, but it's certainly not working here. And since we started doing this, people have been coming out of the woodwork to share other horror stories. And Mr. Fine has dug his heels in and said it's time to clean it up.
Okay, I want to show people a document cam shot who are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a radio listener, you'll want to search the term, two judges plead guilty and sending kids to lockup, pair accused of taking $2.6 million in payoffs to put away young offenders. Two Pennsylvania judges charged with taking millions of dollars in kickbacks to send youth offenders to privately run detention centers pled guilty to fraud Thursday in one of the most stunning cases of judicial corruption on record. Now, the inside scoop I've got from former and current FBI federal marshals, especially here in Texas, most of these small towns, in fact, I've seen it on CNN where they get the local judge on to admit, yeah, I'm getting part of the money from what we take, and they just pull families over, take their wallets. So people hearing this are saying, you mean on record in L.A. County, the judges are getting money, and specifically in this case, how was this discovered, and how much money? Because, I mean, this isn't legal, obviously, and then somebody sues over it, and they get locked up by the very judge who's in trouble.
Well, the judges were, the courts were warned before they started giving the money illegally. The attorney general wrote an opinion and sent it to the superior court, clerk of the court, and advised them that they should not do that. Mr. Fine, in the interview that we did with him in the Men's Central Jail, showed us the documentation.
Let me stop you again. Let me stop you again. This is like Philadelphia again, where the schools are given federally paid for laptops. They're watching the kids at home, and the schools are the one that told the public they were watching kids in their bedroom. But let's pull that photo up. And my point is, tying this in, is that in one state you go to prison for this, and the attorney general in California says this is illegal, and they just say we don't care. I mean, this is a new level of brazen corruption.
Well, without a doubt. That's what it is. And here's the real kicker. When it became public that those payments were illegal after the Judicial Watch organization won their lawsuit challenging the payments and the appellate court found them illegal, the Judicial Council went to the Daryl Steinberg, the leader of the state legislature, and put through very quietly during the height of the budget crisis last year a provision, a bill, Senate Bill SBX 211, that gave the judges and the government officials involved in the illegal payment scheme retroactive criminal and civil immunity from prosecution. And to this day, no mainstream media in this state has reported that.
Well, you know why? Because I guarantee it's going on in every major city and many small towns, and they know this can bring their whole corrupt system down. So, well, why doesn't Pennsylvania just pass a law saying judges can be given $2.6 million under the table? I mean, this is incredible. And as you said, there's almost a complete mainstream media blackout on this.
That's true. But you know what, Alex? Not to despair. There is hope, because judges are elected officials. And they have to stand for confirmation once they're appointed. They have to stand for confirmation every 6 years. And they can be voted out. And it's time that the people wake up and realize that the arrogance that's demonstrated here, that they have the power to control the legislature, the governor, they have the power. Well, look what happened with us. We tried for a year to get into the jail to interview Mr. Fine to see how he was doing his health, because he is 70 years old. And the sheriff repeatedly denied us, but they let the LA Times come in and interview him. And of course, the LA Times report was very, very scant in details. But we had to file a lawsuit to get access to him, to speak with him, and to for you to see him in on your website and hear his words. We the Judicial Watch organization filed a lawsuit on our behalf. And 30 days later, the sheriff caved in. And I have to tell you, we really feel very grateful that we got that opportunity. Were it not for that, I really worry what would be happening to Mr. Fine right now and how many others there are in jail similar to what's happening to him.
Well, let me be clear. Judicial Watch, you judge a tree by its fruits, and they just continue to do a great job on so many fronts. It was Judicial Watch 3 years ago that sued and got the four-year documents that the government wouldn't release on the North American Union SPP meeting that I put in my film Endgame. So folks really need to support Judicial Watch. I just continue over the years to see them do such important work. But, I mean, that's a whole other issue. Not only is this corruption now just out in the open and being left alone, and there's this media blockade on it, but he's been in jail for more than a year on contempt. Potentially, I guess, if this precedent is set judicially, then you can have local judges putting people behind bars for their entire life without ever even having a trial.
But what's really interesting is the fact that what they're doing is in violation of the Supreme Court precedent set in 1974 when the reporter William Barr of the Los Angeles Times was held in contempt, and he was held for 47 days. And he finally got to the Supreme Court with his appeal, and the court held that since the penal code that if you hold someone more than 5 days in coercive confinement, it becomes penal for civil contempt, and that they cannot do that. In Mr. Fine's case, every single court from all the way up to California through the U.S. District Court to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ignored the Supreme Court precedent, including Justice Kennedy. Mr. Fine made a personal application to Justice Kennedy asking him for a stay of execution, which is a kind of ironic because he's never been convicted or tried or even charged with a crime. But Kennedy just summarily denied it without comment and without signature.
Well, that's because they're creating this extrajudicial precedent under the Military Commissions Act and the rest of it, and now they've got the Belligerent Act in the Senate, introduced by McCain and by Lindsey Graham, and it says right there that the president or his designates for any reason, including intelligence gathering, can arrest and interrogate and hold indefinitely U.S. citizens, and that only an act of Congress can have them be released. I mean, so they're moving towards abolishing the writ of habeas corpus, and
it would appear that way, but they're doing this is what they're doing now, law or not. This is actual practice.
Just like they spied on us for decades without warrants, then they got caught, they retroactively go have Congress pass a law. My God. Well, again, why was the judge so brazen? I mean, they had defeated his suit because of their corruption. And then now they wanted to punish him with $47,000. This is not the British system where, in most cases, you don't have to pay the attorney's fees unless it's found to be frivolous. This clearly isn't. And the judge just says, that's it. Go to the dungeon.
Yes. Well, this is revenge. He has embarrassed the judges. He's exposed them. And they need to be exposed, really, because we have a right to know how the system works or doesn't work. But they don't like that. And they have the power to do it, and the other judges are apparently backing them up all the way to the Supreme Court. However, there is a glimmer of hope. The fact that Justice Ginsburg has scheduled this for the conference hearing on the 23rd is a good sign. It doesn't mean necessarily it's going to be heard. They will decide and vote as to whether or not they're going to take it up. And some experts believe that there's a good chance that they will decide to do this because of the Supreme Court precedent in the Barr case and the underlying issue, which is corruption and bribes being taken by the judges.
And a quietly passed law giving him immunity from bribery.
That has yet to be completely resolved. And let me tell you, once again, Judicial Watch is doing a yeoman's job. They are still fighting off continuing challenges from the Superior Court, trying to nullify the victory that they got, declaring those payments illegal. They're back in another appellate court hearing probably this July. And at that time, it is possible that the issue of the illegality of a retroactive law to bestow a criminal immunity on the judges could be thrown out.
Okay, Leslie Dutton, amazing information. Stay there. Let's talk about how we get justice here, because we all hang together or we hang separate. The foundation of our republic is habeas corpus. I mean, this is a total tyranny if this stands. None of us are safe.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes. Free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Prosecutors in Pennsylvania described a scheme in which the judges shut down the county-owned juvenile detention center in 2002 and signed an agreement with PA Child Care LLC to send youth offenders to its new facility outside Wilkes-Barre. In exchange, they were paid under the table, the two judges, $2.6 million in the following 5 years. And this is going on everywhere. And in California, they're just coming right out in the open with it and saying, yeah, we're going to get some cash. We're going to take cash for how we rule. What's wrong with that? We got SWAT teams. If you don't like it, we'll throw you in the jail. Now, if this is allowed to continue, because, I mean, again, in the past when this stuff would come out, people went to prison. Now you expose it, you go to prison without a trial from the very judge that you're exposing. Leslie Dutton, what do we do to help Richard Fine? What do we do? I mean, obviously, get the word out about this. Have people visit your website. Get the videos out to people. You know, call the Supreme Court. Call the media. Ask them, why aren't you covering this more? None of us are safe.
Well, there's something very specific they can do next Tuesday, and it's really important. There's going to be two rallies to support the Free Richard Fine movement, and one is going to be in front of the Superior Court in Los Angeles at 8 o'clock in the morning. The other one's going to be held in front of the steps at the U.S. Supreme Court, and grassroots citizens are urged to turn out, bring a sign. And the one in the before the Supreme Court will start at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On the 20th, and bring a sign and come down there and let's show the Supreme Court that you want Richard Fine to be free and that we want to reveal what is going on with our justice system and reform it. And the rally at the Los Angeles Superior Court will be in full view of Judge David Yaffe, the judge that jailed Mr. Fine, and all the others. As they come to work that morning, they'll have to pass through all the people there for the rally. And let's show support from the citizens that we want our justice system back, and we want clean and honest government, and we want fairness in the court.
Well, this is so fundamental, I don't even have words to properly describe how important this is. I've studied the founding of our nation, the 15 years of tumult that led up to 1775, 1776, and the media always says it was about taxation. And the Stamp Act was part of it, the Tea Act, that was part of it. But the main reason, you read this in the Declaration of Independence, as Mr. Fine said, was that they created these king's courts outside of the courts that Englishmen in England had access to. Well, we no longer had access to it here in the colonies. And it was the same thing. Judges would take your property. They would take bribes. They would, anybody that stood up against them, they would order them arrested with no trial. They would transport them to other colonies or to England for kangaroo trials, special courts the king set up. That Englishmen had fought in the Magna Carta and the Parliament Act for. And so it's the same thing repeating itself. This is what went on in Soviet Russia and Communist China and Fidel Castro's Cuba. We know tyranny, and this is just another serious red flag, the biggest I've seen, and it shows how evil our mainstream media is, pretty much blacking this out. And we're going to try to talk to Mr. Fine coming up for about 30 minutes in the last hour today. Leslie Dutton's website is fulldisclosure.net. Thank you so much. And I want to thank one of our writers out in California, Cassandra Anderson, who first alerted us to this and wrote that article for Infowars.com that you helped put together, Leslie Dutton. But I salute you spending your time and energy to defend justice.
Well, let me ask a favor of you. When you talk with Mr. Fine, be sure and ask him what impact the judicial corruption has on the political process. Because if you think we'll have fair elections, and if you think that the judges can impact the way elections turn out and whether or not we have a democratic process, he can tell you why we
absolutely
should be very concerned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.